Welcome to Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick from Holistic Chiropractic Center at Liberty Village in Stillwater. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, keep listening. Healthy Living features topics, tips, and tricks for a healthier you. And now, Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick.
If there was ever a time that demanded stress reduction, this would be that time. A Spanish proverb says, "A man too busy to take care of his health is like a mechanic too busy to take care of his tools." While there are no shortcuts to reducing one's stresses, there are many tools available that we can use daily to help ourselves. The ideas I'm going to mention today are derived from traffic concepts, but they apply more broadly to all of life. Today's theme is slow down, literally. Speeding breaks down our vehicles more quickly, requiring more maintenance. Of course, we also run the increased risk of accidents or being ticketed for traffic violations. Tickets not only cost a lot of money, but they can also result in difficulties insuring your vehicle if you have more than 2 speeding tickets on your driving record. Now, if that's not enough to encourage you to slow down, consider that last year in Minnesota, illegal or unsafe speeds resulted in about 25% of the reported crashes and killed 94 people while injuring over 4,000 people. To further put things in perspective, consider that speeding doesn't really shave that much time off of most trips. According to the Minnesota State Patrol, for a trip of 25 miles, driving 65 miles per hour instead of 55 will only save 4 minutes and 12 seconds. When you consider that most people don't actually travel a distance of 25 miles or more at such speeds, it becomes clear that the time savings will be even less. If one were to get into an accident or be pulled over for speeding, there would be a lot more than 4 minutes of time lost. In Washington County, the fine for 10 miles per hour over the limit will cost at least $125. Chances are that saving 4 minutes wouldn't be much help in paying off that fine. Also, the stopping distance at 65 miles per hour is longer than a football field. That's even assuming a quick reaction and that the road and vehicle conditions are pristine. Driving faster means that we have less room for error, but slowing down allows us to have better means to react when an emergency calls for it and less need to look over our shoulders, so to speak. To reduce stresses, I suggest planning enough time to drive within the safe speed limits and setting cruise controls whenever possible. As you do so, enjoy the journey.
For more information on healthy living, visit drdavidwick.com. To benefit from Dr. Wick's holistic chiropractic, call 651-342-2083, 651-342-2083. Join us again for Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick next week at this time.